March 29th, 2023, half cast 424, episode 424, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Father who mistakenly called dumpster company thinking he was hiring a hitman to kill his adult son gets jail time. First off, there is no such thing as hitmen. But if there was, they wouldn't have a company phone line. An Ohio man who mistakenly called a dumpster company in an apparently drunken and failed attempt to hire a hitman to kill his adult son has been sentenced to more than a year behind bars. Dempson Ramsey, 58, will spend 18 months in jail after pleading guilty to aggravated assault charges in connection with calls he made to Budget Dumpster Company in October, Cleveland.com reported. You heard right, folks. Calls, as if not getting through on the first one wasn't a sign for him to take his drunk ass to sleep. He just kept dialing the wrong number, further incriminating himself. Ramsey apparently thought he was calling his friend Jesse. He identified himself as Tommy and left three messages. What help would the bogus name be when the police can still track the phone and the phone call back to him and make the connection between him, his friend, and his son? It's a $5,000 hit on him. That's very fatherly of you, Ramsey reportedly said in one of three voicemail messages left on October 13th, 2022. That was a Thursday. I don't give an F where he's at or what he's doing or who he be with. Kill that expletive. Ramsey's second message was blank. Just him slurring, breathing heavy on the phone. It's business. This ain't BS, he allegedly said in a third voicemail in which he asked his friend to call him back ASAP. What could his son have possibly done to have him in such an uproar? Did he get all drunk up and his boy had to put the hands on him? This doesn't sound like a normal big piece of chicken type of dispute. Budget dumpster employees discovered the voicemails the following morning, Cleveland.com reported. How many times did they play it back before they turned it over to the cops? The caller ID information displayed Ramsey's name and phone number. This is why that whole Tommy bogus name business was never going to work in the first place. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge David Mattia, that's a mouthful, who read transcripts of the messages out loud in court, issued the maximum possible sentence for the aggravated assault charge, the outlet reported. Ramsey had initially been charged with two counts of complicity, which carried a potential life sentence. Can you imagine him coming to pick this guy up and he can't remember what he was mad about? He doesn't remember making a phone call. Definitely can't he remember what he said. Then they start throwing around potential life sentence. Yeah, next time, sleep it off, big dog. Prosecutors alleged that Ramsey believed he was calling a friend who was a member of a motorcycle club. The friend denied knowing about the murder-for-hire plot and reportedly told investigators that he wouldn't have done it, rightfully so. Gee, thanks, pal, for having law enforcement looking at his friend crazy. Like, why would he call him specifically about a hit job if his friend didn't know a thing or two about hit jobs? Friends, how many of us have them? According to a report from local CBS affiliate WOIO, Ramsey told police he had gotten into an argument with his son recently and had made the call after drinking. I told you we put the paws on him. It should never have happened. Ramsey reportedly said, I can admit I was not being a father. I never hurt my children. I die before I let anything happen to my children. That's my baby boy. He also reportedly said, telling Matthias that he didn't believe the plan would actually be carried out. The Cleveland.com story said. What's wild to me is why would he even put that type of energy out there? Because if something would have really happened to his son, he would have never been able to live it down, and he would have had to spend the rest of his life in jail behind it. Ramsey's son did not participate in his father's prosecution, being a bigger man than he is, especially after trying to get your own son whacked. Local Fox affiliate WJW reported at the sentencing hearing, Matthias reportedly reading from a pre-sentence investigation report noticed that Budget Dumpster's vice president first called Cleveland police, but they were less than helpful. The vice president was told to reach out to the FBI, who the judge said was also less than helpful, the company finally turned to the police in Westlake, some 15 miles west of Cleveland. What type of piss poor police work is going on in Cleveland that they couldn't at least took up the reins and then handed it to the FBI? For all we know, this could have really happened and somebody could have got away with it. Ramsey, who reportedly used a cane and struggled to walk, started sobbing as deputies led him from the courtroom in handcuffs after the hearing, according to the Cleveland.com report. Next up, here's another one for you. Inmate accused of trying to hire hitman to kill her family for $2 million inheritance. What's the rush? If the $2 million is guaranteed to be hers, why would she start spending it before she even get her hands on it? I just wait them all out. I got time. A woman jailed in Florida for threatening to kill her former co-workers at Disney. Just angry. Allegedly tried to hire her fellow inmates to kill her parents and grandparents for a $2 million inheritance. First off, there's nothing fellow about an inmate that'll sell you out quick for an extra tray on the line or a day off their sentence. Nope. Tarigua Inaro, 29, from Orlando, has been locked up since December and recruited her cellmates in the murder-for-hire plot, according to law enforcement. Osceola County Sheriff Marco Lopez told the station WESH that the woman told her two fellow inmates that her parents were wealthy and she would receive a $2 million inheritance upon their deaths, according to an affidavit. She's in jail talking about she's rich. They probably thought she was nuts. And if you're looking for a hitman that's already locked up, you're not looking for a very good hitman. Jail Tarigua Inaro, and I know I'm butchering her name, 29, allegedly offered her cellmates $50,000 per victim to have her parents and grandparents killed. The 29-year-old also allegedly used social media to cyberstalk Assistant State Attorney Peter Francis Donnelly, who was prosecuting her case. She said she wanted him to suffer and didn't care if his family died too, according to the court filings. $2 million is a considerable amount of money to live on, but not if you're going to give most of it out settling scores with anybody that pissed you off. She was quoted as allegedly saying that if she could not find anyone to carry out the killings, she would gladly do it herself. Sheesh. Instead of taking Inaro up on her offer, her cellmates alerted a corrections officer to the homicidal plot. The inmates told investigators that Inaro gave them instructions on how to make the murders look like a robbery gone wrong. She was in the county jail shopping for a whole hitman among people who was probably in there for traffic tickets and stealing Amazon packages. In January, the sheriff's office sent an undercover detective posing as an inmate into Inaro's jail cell. The woman allegedly talked to the cop about her antipathy towards the prosecutor, but denied trying to hire a hitman. During a subsequent interview with the investigators, Inaro allegedly admitted to plotting to have her family wiped out. I want them all dead. Inaro claimed that her mother and father molested her and her siblings when they were children, and there might be something to that. But one of her family members told cops that she needs mental health help. There might definitely be something to that also. From the way she's been acting from the very beginning, from threatening her co-workers to trying to get her family clipped and even cyber stalking the prosecutor, I'm starting to think she doesn't have a $2 million inheritance. Maybe she just legitimately needs help. The 29-year-old was charged Monday with three counts of solicitation to premeditated murder and one count of cyber stalking for allegedly sending death threats to Donnelly. During her initial court appearance this week, Inaro asked the presiding judge to state his name, and when he did, she replied with a smirk, "Good to know." I think it's safe to say she won't be coming home for a very long time. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.